three self-imposed limits that stop us from learning. By Nargis Yaqub. When someone mentions learning, the first thing that comes to mind is going to school. However, learning is not limited to just going to school or obtaining formal education. The real world is bursting with learning opportunities. Learning new things sharpens our brain and opens up new opportunities for a brighter future. The problem is, we often put limits on ourselves that keep us from learning something new. The good news is that it is never too late to overcome those self-imposed limits and take steps to open your mind to new opportunities. Limit number 1. I know what I need to know. We put this limit on ourselves after we complete our formal schooling, more so after we complete post-secondary education and obtain a degree or PhD. We feel that we spent so much time and effort on studying, doing tests and exams, that we now know everything we need to know. Yes, I agree that we learn a lot from formal schooling. However, the learning must not stop after graduation because we live in a world that is constantly changing, regardless of which industry or field of study you are in. For example, I completed my payroll certification about 10 years ago, during a time of paper statements and manual timesheets. Fast forward to now, everything is being processed electronically, without a single piece of paper. Over the years, legislation and technology have changed so rapidly that if I had not kept up to date with learning, I would probably be out of a job by now. Now think about your profession. What was your industry like 10 years ago? 5 years ago? 2 years ago? What has changed? Have you kept up to date with the changes? Or have you been struggling to keep your head above the water? Remember that it is never too late to learn. All you need to do is be curious and open your mind to learn something new. Limit number 2. I am comfortable in my comfort zone. We impose this limit on ourselves when we are satisfied with our current job, life is good, and we do not want to disrupt it. Ironically, being too comfortable should actually be a sign that you should disrupt your comfort zone, so you can be prepared when life throws a curveball at you. Think of how you were as a child. Were you playing with the same toy all day, every day? The human mind is born to be curious. That is why when we are young, we want to play with different toys and we are more adventurous. However, as we grow older and take on responsibilities, we tend to get complacent and less likely to take risks or try new things. You can start small, like doing one thing that scares you every day. For example, if you are usually quiet during meetings at work, look for an opportunity to say something at your next meeting. It could be as simple as giving kudos to a colleague, or asking a question. When you do this consistently, you will eventually get rid of that fear and become more confident speaking in front of people. Limit number 3. I don't have time. This is the oldest and most used excuse in the book. The truth is, time is always there. But what you really mean when you say, I don't have time, is, this is not a priority. If you really want to learn something new, and you make it a priority, you will make time for it. For example, if you typically spend an hour watching TV, you could cut that down to half an hour, and use that time for some meaningful learning. I agree, we juggle a million responsibilities daily, so learning may not be top of our list. And I am not saying that we should put everything aside. The point is, learning does not have to be too time-consuming. For example, you can start with listening to an inspirational podcast while driving, or reading a book before sleeping. Your workplace may be offering learning opportunities as well, which you can take advantage of. Personally, I jump at every opportunity to learn, no matter how small it is. Always remember that you are the owner of your learning and your knowledge cannot be taken away from you. As Mahatma Gandhi said, live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. Are you imposing limits on yourself that are stopping you from learning? What tips and tricks do you have to overcome these limits? Share your ideas in the comments below, so we can motivate and inspire each other to never stop the learning process.